T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. Yesterday turned out to be a great day. Sunday's official high, 66. For today, a bit cooler with a slight chance of rain. Our high in the middle 50s. Dan Brunoff says we could see a few snow flurries later this week. Get the complete forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Monday, January 24th. The Granberry man who heads the militia group Oath Keepers will be back in court today asking for bail. He's charged with sedition in connection with the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. More from KRLD's LP Phillips.
Stuart Rhodes has been locked up since earlier this month. He wants U.S. Magistrate Kimberly Priest to let him out on bail. The government objects. So does wife Tasha Adams. She says since Rhodes was kicked off social media, she could not figure out where he was.
Back when he still had a Twitter, we could kind of keep tabs on him. You know, he'd espouse something and like, oh, where's he at? You know, and so we'd know. But, you know, there were times when it turns out he's not too far away from us, and we wouldn't know that.
Friday, a federal judge in Washington gave a ruling that could shed some light. She ruled that the degree of planning that took place before the trip to Washington does play a role in pretrial rulings. The feds say Rhodes had been planning his trip to D.C. for weeks leading up to the January 6th riot. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Police in Mesquite are looking for a killer after a 16-year-old boy was shot to death and apparently dumped out of a car. More on that from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
A witness reported seeing someone fall out of a car on Clay Mathis Road. Police tell NBC5 they arrived and found 16-year-old Kimadre Palmer laying on the ground.
That's still something we're trying to figure out. We don't know if he fell out of the vehicle, was pushed out, so we don't want to speculate at this time.
Palmer had been shot in the chest. He was rushed to the hospital, but he did not survive. His mother says someone the teen knew came to the house Saturday evening, and her son stepped outside for what she thought would only be a few minutes. No arrests have been made in the murder, and no suspects have been named either. Police are asking anyone with information to give them a call. Palmer was a sophomore at Horn High School. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Also over the weekend, Dallas SWAT arrested 6 people after a chase and standoff. Police say it started with a traffic stop at the intersection of North Marcellus Avenue and East 8th Street around 7 Saturday evening. Police discovered the pickup was stolen. They tried to make arrests, but the driver took off. That driver and 5 people inside the truck bailed on Alaska Avenue and barricaded themselves inside a house. After a few hours, police entered using flashbangs. All 6 were taken into custody. No one was hurt. It's back to school today for students in Grapevine, Colleyville, and Weatherford. Both districts were forced to close last week because of staffing issues over the high number of COVID cases. In Collin County, Princeton schools remain closed today and will not reopen until Wednesday. Friendship West Baptist Church in Dallas has rolled out a weekly vaccine clinic. You can now get vaccinated and boosted at the church on Sundays from 11 to 2:30 and on Thursdays from 4 to 7. The church says it's all free and no appointment is necessary.
With the new increased numbers and also how we're just trying to get a better handle on this thing in our community, we thought it was important for us to increase the events and the access to the people who are in our immediate community.
Friendship West is still offering free testing each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Later this week, the mayor of Fort Worth will unveil a plan to help fund minority businesses. More from KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Fort Worth Mayor Maddie Parker will kick off the initiative on Wednesday to increase financing opportunities for the city's minority communities. It's known as CDFI Friendly Fort Worth, and the city is committing $3 million in ARPA funds towards the effort. Christina Brooks with the City of Fort Worth says the money can be used for a wide variety of things.
Everything from business development and startup to gap financing for development projects in neighborhood improvement zones.
CDFI stands for Community Development Financial Institutions, and through the initiative, the city expects to lend more than $200 million to address gaps in underserved communities. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas police are going after fake paper license tags investigators say are helping criminals evade arrest.
Officers conducted a major operation designed to crack down on people using illegally purchased temporary plates, often to hide their involvement in crimes, according to police. Teaming with several different agencies, the crackdown targeted cars with fraudulent paper tags in an area near Camp Wisdom Road and Highway 67 in South Dallas. In all, police wrote 49 tickets, towed 11 cars. They also recovered two stolen vehicles, four weapons, and arrested three people suspected of involvement in other crimes. Investigators say crooked dealers are often creating these tags registered to fictitious names and addresses, in essence creating a ghost car that is difficult to track. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In sports, the Mavericks beat Memphis 104-91, and the conference championship matchups are set in the NFL. In the AFC, Kansas City will host Cincinnati in the early game on Sunday, and in the NFC, San Francisco will visit the LA Rams. Super Bowl 56 will be played February 13th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.